So this is just a highlight to you. You never know what you might say, even if it's in jest, that the left can take out of context and try to use it to make the Republicans look like they're evil. So just keep that in mind. I think when you're going through your process, you need to make it an open and transparent process. You need to keep written transcripts that'll be part of the record. And I've got some other things that I want you to think about in my paper. And my perspective on this is, like I told some folks yesterday, it's like I'm a director of a play. I know what I want the play to look like for the judges when we actually have to go and defend what we've done in court. And so this is why you want to make it look like, and I know most of you do this already, but you're very cordial and cooperative with the minority party or the opposing party, that you've given everyone a chance to offer amendments, that you consider things that people have suggested. Because the more you take the high road in the legislative process, the better it's going to look in court when you have to defend what you've done. So that, I could go into a lot more detail on that, but I'll just let you read my paper. But that's kind of the main point that I wanted to make. And the next section I talk about is litigation. I'd like to kind of elaborate on some of the things that Hans or Cleta have said. Every time you draw a districting line, it benefits one party and it hurts the other party. That's the nature of districting. Districting is an inherently political process. Justice Souter, who was one of the justices who wanted to recognize some sort of federal cause of action for political gerrymandering, even he has admitted in a dissenting opinion he wrote in the Veef case, which is in my paper, that every time you draw a district line, there's losers and there's winners. So this is another problem with independent redistricting commissions. There's no such thing as an independent redistricting commission. There's no such thing as fair lines that treat everybody equally, because at the end of the day, when you draw a district, someone's going to win that district and someone's going to lose that district. You have to make that point very clear when you get into a lawsuit with every judge, because what the Democrats wanted the federal courts to do is they wanted to throw out the idea that legislatures get to make the political choices in districting. And they wanted federal judges, most of whom right now, or at least a lot of the district court judges have been appointed by Obama, to basically redraw all the districts according to their sense of what's equitable and fair, instead of some precise standard of what the rules really are for drawing districts. That was what the fight was over in the two cases that Hans was talking about. Should judges get to choose the political winners or losers, or should that be something that the people's representatives should do? And so you just need to make sure that you make that point in any sort of case that you may be facing.